It is time again for Checkoff Chats. That is our regular conversation on behalf of Wisconsin beef producers, talking about where their checkoff dollars are being spent. And of course, our friends at the Wisconsin Beef Council can tell you all about that. You can find details about them and what's going on lately with beeftips.com, or you can also find them, Wisconsin Beef Council, on the social media streams. You can imagine summertime is a busy time for a lot of our beef producers and, of course, all of those folks that are out there grilling and enjoying the product. It's also a busy time for our guest today, being joined by Alex Vernon. Alex is with the Wisconsin Restaurant Association. He is the ProStart coordinator. We're going to talk more about what ProStart is in just a moment. First of all, Alex, I want to take a little bit of a step back and look back at 2020. Now, for folks that are not familiar, the Wisconsin Beef Council, our beef producers, have been in partnership with ProStart and that program for quite a little while. Tell people what ProStart is and what did ProStart look like in the middle of a pandemic?
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks, Pam, for having me on today. And hello to the entire audience listening in today. Obviously, with the pandemic, it was a challenging year for everybody. You know, for our ProStart program, since we are in Wisconsin high schools, there's a lot of changes and pivots that needed to be made. So really, you know, what ProStart is all about, in case viewers don't know what ProStart is, we are our state's premier high school culinary arts and hospitality management education and training program. So we've been in the state, I think 21 years or so, and we've gone from two schools to now about 110 high schools in Wisconsin, and we service about 6,300 students each year through our schools. So as you can imagine, the past year has been difficult. Obviously, we've needed to adjust, and culinary arts is best taught, obviously, hands-on and in the classroom, in the labs, getting students exposed to ingredients like beef and having them handle it and cut it and everything. So we've really had to adjust, and you know, I'm excited to talk about some of our pivots and some ways that we've partnered with the Beef Council to continue to promote beef and continue to promote culinary arts in the classroom.
Excellent. That's the story we're after for sure. Again, Alex Vernon along with us. He is a staff member of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association, but focused specifically on trying to get those next culinary minds engaged with beef. Tell me a little bit about what ProStart does with students, Alex. I want to make sure people really get a good hands-on understanding, because I think the last time I checked, interest in becoming a chef, being a part of the culinary arts, has been on the increase, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of interest in food and in, you know, what, especially with the increase in social media and obviously with Instagram, with food photography, with TikTok, with Snapchat. On behalf of the Restaurant Association, we're really glad that everybody's posting their photos and sharing their restaurant stories, because that's getting younger people interested in how do you make a dish? How do you make a roast? How do you make a perfect steak? And so you're right, Pam. There has been an increase in interest in culinary arts and in food. And our job here then is to take that passion and educate and train students at the high school level to try to get them onto the next step, if that's post-secondary at a college or university, if that's a youth apprenticeship, if that's a job right away, if that's, you know, on a farm, whatever that is, we really are that CTE area that are at school. So just a couple things that we do, we are the curriculum program, so we have textbooks in the classroom that we teach them everything from knife skills to food costs to beef cuts to everything in between we incorporate into the classroom. We also do a number of events, including our culinary arts and management competitions. So we're kind of like that, if you would consider varsity culinary sport. I know there's obviously varsity football and basketball and tennis. We're that varsity culinary sport, which is really kind of fascinating. And we do kind of like an Iron Chef style competition every March, where we take students' interests and really do kind of that hands-on culinary competition where students can practice their skills, make a menu, and prepare it for a panel of judges. So those are just a couple of things that we do on the regular with our students.
Excellent. And that is obviously one of the first contact points that some of these students have had with a variety of beef cuts. What's their general reaction, Alex, when you start bringing them those opportunities courtesy of our beef checkoff dollars? What kinds of things do you see develop when they get a chance to work with a lot of different types of beef cuts?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's cool. I would say that the best part about you know, my job and teachers' jobs is just seeing that light bulb really light up when students are able to actually see like what a you know, how knife cuts work, and you know, how to break down a roast and how to get the tenderloin out and everything. It's really cool to see that, because oftentimes what happens is these students don't, they either aren't exposed at home, or they don't know where it all comes from. Sometimes they don't even know like where it comes from at the farm. So to see the light bulb go off is really kind of cool. And I will just say, I mean, I was actually a ProCert student in my day in high school. I went to Green Bay Preble High School, and I joined the ProCert program, joined ProCert class, took the classes, learned about, you know, foods and culinary arts and where it comes from. And I mean, I was just blown away by all the different essential nutrients that beef has. And I honestly, just kind of the benefits that we all need that we get from our beef. So I think what it does is it really means, obviously we have agriculture classes, which are awesome and extremely important too. But as far as the culinary world, it's really important to teach students where it comes from and where it starts and where it ends and in the in-between. So Pam, I mean, I'm in agreement of you that it's really cool to see when we can connect those dots and make the light bulb go off a little bit, because that's when usually their passion really ignites, and then they go on to either owning their, you know, obviously studying culinary arts at a post-secondary or into a job right away at a restaurant, and that's when we see the most passion, so...
Well, and you make a really good point too, Alex. Alex Vernon, along with us, he's a ProStart coordinator through the Wisconsin Restaurant Association. This isn't just about our beef producers providing the product, providing the beef cuts that the students are learning from. It is that story. They learn more than just here's a piece of meat, correct? Because of the partnership with our Wisconsin Beef Council.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, one way that we've, you know, and the Beef Council has partnered with us is to really provide and incorporate that beef into the classroom in a number of ways. So the first way, the Beef Council grant program that we have built with the Wisconsin Beef Council, that teachers can apply and get up to $100 to spend on beef products in the classroom to actually provide that funding needed to purchase beef products and to teach students how to utilize beef and how to cut it, and how to incorporate it into dishes. And then, the second, which is really important, by the way, you know, obviously with funding and everything else, we really need to pump in the funding, especially towards beef. And then this year in particular, I know we're talking about some of the pivots, but typically what happens is at our in-person culinary competition, we give out a Best Beef Entree Award. So we try to promote beef at our culinary competitions. And we do a Best Beef Entree where students are making, you know, all sorts of different dishes focusing around beef. And so we like to award the Best Beef Entree, which is usually a, you know, it's always a top-notch, you know, restaurant-ready dish that it just blows your mind to see what students come up with. This year, obviously, with COVID, we did everything virtually. So I just wanted to mention a couple of things, Pam, that, you know, we did with the Beef Council in ways to really incorporate the story of beef, first being our virtual competition series. So like I said, we typically do an in-person culinary competition. This year with the pandemic, we had to switch it to virtual. So we partnered with the Beef Council to do a chops challenge, and there was a secret ingredient that we were giving out to schools, which was beef. So it was a beef chop challenge, and what it was students needed to create a beef recipe and then take a photo of the finished product, so cook your recipe, and then submit that to us. And then we gave out a first, second, and third place award to really the most creative and original and, you know, most presentable dishes. So first place, we had carne asada tacos. Second place, cheeseburger stuffed meatballs. Third place, homemade grape jelly meatballs. And really, I mean, it was fascinating to see all the different responses and creative ways that they incorporated beef into their recipes. So that was a really creative way to still incorporate that promotion of beef into our programming, even in a virtual sense. And then the second incorporation I just want to mention is that we did do also a virtual learning series, which was a way to continue to do field trips, but in a virtual sense, because as everybody probably would guess, there was no field trips done this past school year. So we really needed to provide a virtual field trip option. So the Beef Council, the Wisconsin Beef Council, partnered with us, and we had two sessions promoted within the school year. So we had a tour of the Henning Cattle Farm, and students were able to get a behind-the-scenes tour of how a cattle farm works and really going from the cow and showing what the tour, you know, what the farm looks like and where it all begins, which was really, really important to see that start point. And then Angie from the Wisconsin Beef Council also did a holiday roast demo in December around Christmas time to show students about how to make roasts at home. They see it on TV. They see it on the movies. How do you make it at home? What are the different types of cuts? What should you be using? What are some recipes? So Angie did a really awesome 101 demo video for us that we were able to push out to students. So really a lot of different ways for us to incorporate beef into the classroom.
Wow. Well done. I was waiting for a fewer things, but it sounds like what you were able to pull together, Alex, really resonated with those students involved with the ProStart program.
Yeah, absolutely. We were, from January to May with our virtual competition series, we were able to get 400 students to engage with us and compete at our virtual competitions. And then we had over 3,000 views on our virtual learning series, which, again, were all made possible by the support of the Wisconsin Beef Council. And we're really thankful for those efforts. So we're excited to get back to in-person events this right. next school year, obviously. But we are going to continue to offer virtual videos and competitions for schools across the state to utilize if they can't come to our in-person offerings.
Well, what an excellent story. Again, Alex Vernon along with us. He's the ProStart coordinator with the Wisconsin Restaurant Association, who in partnership with the Wisconsin Beef Council and Beef Checkoff Dollars, able to provide students not only with the physical cuts, the meat that they are preparing for culinary demonstration, like you said, last year virtually, this year physically, but also helping them connect the dots on where that meat comes from. And that is the critical point that your Beef Checkoff dollars are focused in on: education, research, and promotion. And obviously, the ProStart program, a great way to bring it all together. You want to find out more about not just the ProStart partnership, but every way your Beef Checkoff dollars are being circulated? Then go to beeftips.com or check out Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. That's your Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy of your Beef Checkoff Council, the Wisconsin Beef Council, Checkoff Chats, also a partnership with Equity Cooperative Livestock, proud sponsor of these conversations. Visit them at equitycoop.com for all your livestock marketing needs.